Away we go, the third hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Spectacular, as always, to have you here on the show. Should you elect to be a part of the radio broadcast, now is a spectacular time to do it. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone is open for you at 844-326-3663. That is 844-FANFONE. If you want to jump at us on the phone lines, you are certainly welcome to do it. You can get at us on the text line at 713-07-7137. If you want to come at us in that direction, start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the air. FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the show. You can shoot me a tweet at the Rob Brown Show, at the Rob Brown Show. You can get at Lonzo, the great one, at Lonzo on Word, L-O-N-Z-O on W-O-R-D. If you want to go in that direction, you are welcome to do so. Any and all of them available for you. But we do want you on the renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone at 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. 8 o'clock in the morning, that's when we do the Audio Blitz. Some of our favorite sound that we have collected over the past 24 hours, and let you listen to it and get some thoughts. Let's start with this one. Couple of Panthers pieces of audio. Deontay Johnson came to the podium after the Saints thrashed the Panthers, and there were plenty of questions. There were questions about preparedness. There were questions about how ready were you? How ready was the game plan? How'd you fit in? There was one quote, very quick quote, about 10 seconds long, that Panthers fans heard, and they latched onto, "I am going to ask Lonzo for his knee-jerk reaction to this statement from Deontay Johnson." Deontay Johnson saying that Carolina offseason camp was easy.
Kind of easy.
Kind of easy.
I mean, so, yeah. So it's not easy. This is kind of easy, which is not quite easy.
Do you have the knee-jerk reaction to that a lot of Panthers did online? A lot of Panther fans were like, "Oh, okay, worst season in the history of a questionable franchise," and you come in here and you don't work hard. I was like, I think the point from Deontay here wasn't that like camp was easy. I think it was more than the longs of it was easy for me to get into the flow with this team. I didn't feel like I had to come in as the new guy, as the new pickup, and like relearn everything I've ever learned as a football player. I feel like, and I get it, Panther fans are super sensitive right now.
He did say at the end, it's not much different than what it was in Pittsburgh. So that goes along the lines of what you're saying, that he was just saying training camp's training camp.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that's the way I took it. But a lot of Panther fans up in arms.
What do you want him to come in and say, "Listen, man, this is so much more difficult. They push us harder here. I'm having to learn a very complex thing." I mean, I don't know. What do you want?
I mean, I honestly think that is what they want. I think they want Deontay to come out and go, "Hey, man, listen, we busted hump. It was tough. Long summer, yada, yada, yada." But it is what it is. The Panthers yesterday taking strays everywhere. They made an appearance twice on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. One of them was after Sheena Quick. You know, last year we started making fun of the fact that the Panthers could buy a ticket to a Panthers game for $1 late into the season. Apparently, people are selling their tickets right now for less than that.
So when I wear my Kansas City gear and go to that game, I'll be all right.
I'll tell you right now, great one. Not even kidding. We have been going back and forth about, in fact, I talked to the boss the other day, and I asked him, on our behalf if we were going to have any hookup when the chefs come to town, Kansas City coming to, and I won't be able to make it. No, I will. It's November 24th. I think that's Thanksgiving weekend, if I recall correctly.
It is.
I asked if we were going to have any hookups, and now I'm like, we don't need them. We're not going to need them. We're going to be able to get tickets damn near for free, even to the Chiefs. It's going to be a Chiefs home game. Lonzo's going to get to go to his first Chiefs home game outside of Kansas City. That's how bad it is. McAfee and the gang continued. That is what Lacombe said. It was gruesome. Listen, there's two things there that Pat said that I've been saying for a while now. Number one, and I talked about this earlier this morning. It's not the first time. There comes a point where as much as fans are going to go, why did it take this long? The reality is because the NFL does not like to step on its owner's toes. But there is a point where ownership gets so bad for a program that other NFL owners are going to step in and go, and you're making it harder for us to make money. That's the one cardinal sin of the NFL, right? It's the one thing you can't do. You can go out there and you can get arrested and you can come back. You can go out there and do a bunch of dumb stuff in the media. You can come back. You can go out there and you can be divisive with the way you talk about certain topics in the world and you can come back. The one thing you cannot do is make it harder for the NFL owners to make money. And if Dave Tepper, if it gets to a point that ownership feels like David Tepper is making it harder for them to make money, that's the point where they will step in and go, yeah, you don't get to run this anymore, right? Jerry Richardson didn't get forced out of Carolina specifically because of the things that he did. That's what it's dressed up as. But that's not why he got forced out. He got forced out because the things he did started making people go, we ain't supporting that product. We're not putting money into the system. It was going to cost the NFL ownership money to keep Jerry Richardson in the fold. And they weren't going to do that. It's the only thing you can't do and keep your position in the NFL. So if it gets to the point where the other owners feel like the Panthers are so damn bad that they are costing David Tepper money, they will step in and say, you got to go. Something's got to change. We're going to make you. We are going to vote to make you sell your team. McAfee brought it up. And then the other thing he brought up was, this is a long game, guys. This is a patience game. This is not a, oh, we're fixed. We got Canales. We're good now. This is a long game. And maybe it's the wrong long game to play. Maybe you still lose. But the only way to win the long game is to play the long game. You're playing the long game.
All right. So I went to StubHub because it's the first thing that popped up because I was curious. First, I looked at the Kansas City game. Tickets still pretty expensive. So they're still like $80, $90 a piece. But for this weekend, you and I,
home opener, by the way,
you and I can go for $8 a piece.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's it's not bad.
No.
I mean, if they would throw in parking, that might be a deal to go see, the home opener.
It will cost us more than twice the amount to park the car than to be at the game.
And also, you know,
for the opener,
the gas to get there and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, it says amazing. Buy the deals.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
NFL game for $8. I don't think you can beat that deal.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's pretty spectacular.
I mean, you can do that and actually be able to afford to eat.
Yeah. That's pretty spectacular. Your single glizzy will cost more than the ticket to get in.
I get what this is. This is Tepper's about the family. Because you can take your entire family there for like $50.
Oh, man. While we're at it, one more quote from Pat McAfee talking about the fact that Columbia, South Carolina is the host of College Game Day this Saturday. There absolutely is not. Game Day going to be there. By the way, how about Clemson catching a stray? Carolinas have nothing. No NFL football. There's nothing but the Gamecocks down there. Woo! McAfee firing off at the Tigers. I think it's a big deal. I talked about this early. I'll talk about it again later in the show. Massive opportunity for South Carolina to have nationalized turn to them and to show the nation, and more importantly, all the high school football recruits in it, exactly what they get to play in front of if they come to Columbia, South Carolina. Do not waste this opportunity. And Gamecock fans, this is fun because very rarely is it directly on you, right? Very rarely is what's put on TV directly on you. Even when you get a national game, they'll show some crowd shots, but at the end of the day, the attention's dialed in on the football team, on the football game, right? Not College Game Day. The attention is on you, the fans, the fan base, the mob. You better show up. You better be ridiculous because these are the types of things that you get a high school senior somewhere who's going, I really want to be able to play in front of one of the best fan bases in the country. This is your opportunity to prove that you're one of them. Regardless of the product on the football field, your chance to prove that if you come here and help us build something special, you will be a part of something special. It's a big deal. Travis Hunter from the University of Colorado just showed Deion Sanders how it's done. That is Travis Hunter and his co-host on his podcast giving a bunch of love to the Nebraska Cornhuskers for the environment that they brought against Colorado on Saturday night. And may I just say, props to Travis Hunter. That guy sounded like a class act, like a pro. That's how it's done, Dion. That's how you do it right there. Don't make it about you and all the issues you're having in the program. Just be a guy. Just be a dude. Travis Hunter was a dude right there. I love that. Good on him for saying those things and for doing those things. I love it. What on Travis Hunter? That's how the hell you do it, Dion. All right, one more before we get up at it. Actually, probably two more, but they're both very short. The Auburn Tigers are quarterbacked by a young man by the name of Peyton Thorne. Peyton Thorne did not have a good day as Auburn loses to Cal this weekend. Sorry, Keegan, hard hand emoji. I love you. Peyton Thorne threw four picks in this game. Yesterday, he was on the SEC Unfiltered podcast. Peyton Thorne says after games, he gets Venmo requests from fans wanting him to fork over some cash for blowing their parlays, but they never want to seem to give him money when he hits one.
Was that Paul who wasn't paying attention? Was that who that was?
I don't know who it was. It was the host of SEC Unfiltered.
Okay, it sounded like Feinbaum.
No, it wasn't Feinbaum.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. There's two guys who host that show. I don't specifically know exactly who it was that made that. Hilarious. Hilarious nonetheless. And I love that Peyton Thorne's got a good attitude about it, right? A lot of guys could have made themselves into that situation, especially after the game he just had. A lot of guys could have made himself into a victim in that spot. Oh, you know, it's kind of tough to go out there and do this when I'm getting out and I'm getting in the locker room and I got 1,000 Venmo requests from people who are blah, blah. He didn't. He had a laugh about it. And I respect that out of Peyton Thorne. I wish him the best. All right, very, very quick last one. Jordan Mason, immediately after the game, replaced Christian McCaffrey, who they announced is inactive minutes before Monday Night Football. Jordan Mason was doing his post-game interview and got asked, hey, when did you find out you were going to start? I just said that. Okay, short answer, right? No big deal. He found out Friday, except for the 49ers didn't announce it till Monday. Now, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter all that much unless me, Christian McCaffrey, is your fantasy football running back. And you didn't know that he wasn't playing on Monday and all the games Sunday were over, which means if you did not have a running back also playing in this game, your team was screwed. I happen to get very fortunate and ended up with Jordan Mason on my team. So I got to replace CMC with CMC's backup. That was my strategy going in. Worked out well for me, at least in this one game. Except for there were a lot of people who didn't have that and were very, very upset that the 49ers apparently told Jordan Mason on Friday he was going to be starting on Monday, and nobody made that announcement during the weekend. Well, Jordan Mason went into his post-game press conference after that, the actual press conference, and was asked about that scenario. I want to be very clear. Jordan Mason didn't do anything wrong, okay? Didn't do anything wrong. He has no reason, if he got told that he was going to be the starter on Friday, no reason to hide that information. The only people who have a reason to hide that information and to be upset about that is the team and the media who reports on the team, because they got left in the dark about a massively important situation for an NFL, NFC Super Bowl contender, a team that was there last year on the legs of CMC, who if the team knew on Friday and didn't report it until less than 30 minutes before the game on Monday, that's a real bad look. So the media is upset, but I just want to be very clear, Jordan Mason, they're not mad at you. You didn't say anything wrong, you didn't do anything wrong, and you shouldn't be taking heat for this. The 49ers absolutely should, because that's an impactful story that if Jordan Mason is telling the truth, even if it was a slip-up, and said that he knew on Friday that he was starting on Monday and nobody else said anything, it's a real bad look for San Francisco, not Jordan Mason. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to tell you about our friends at New Life Weight Loss. I have been working with New Life for a handful of months now, and yesterday had a very cool thing happen. Got on the scale under 210 pounds. I get married next Saturday. The goal was always get to 215 so that I could put on my custom tailored Italian suit and look real, real good. I do. Not only do I may have to bring the suit back to the shop on Friday to get it taken in again, because the goal was 215. I am now under 210, and there's a good chance that by the time that Wednesday next week rolls around and I leave for St. Augustine for the wedding, I'm going to be down closer to 207, 206. And it's because of my friends at New Life Weight Loss. And I promise you, with the life that I live, the chaos that I embrace, I'm up very early in the morning. I go to sleep very late at night. I work two or three jobs every single week. It's nuts. And yet, New Life Weight Loss put together a plan that works for me. It works for my life. It works for my schedule. And I've not felt on the New Life program like I am unfulfilled, unsatisfied, like I'm not getting to eat enough, like I'm not getting to eat things that I enjoy. They helped me put together an entire meal prep plan so that I can feel good about myself and also just feel good in general. I'm under 210 pounds for the first time since college. And I promise you again, if I can do it, you can do it, and you can do it with New Life Weight Loss. Give them a call right now at 864-719-2550. 864-719-2550. If you call New Life by the end of this month and tell them you heard about them from me, Rob Brown, you will get $250 off the program. 864-719-2550. Tell them Rob Brown sent you. Get $250 off the program. Lose weight. Drop inches off the waistline. Gain confidence, feel better with New Life Weight Loss. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. A couple of things to knock out real quick here in a short segment. I will begin with this. We talked about Jordan Mason, the comments he made. He said immediately after the game on Monday that he was told he was going to be the starter last Friday. He got asked about it in the postgame presser, and he said, oh, you know, you say one thing wrong, you get beat up by the media. Nobody's beating up Jordan Mason, beating up the fact that the 49ers, if this is true, the 49ers knew on Friday. Now, what I bet happened is that Jordan Mason got told on Friday, be ready to start Monday. Because we knew McCaffrey was kind of dinged up. We didn't know on Friday if he was going to play. My bet is what realistically happened is Jordan Mason probably got told, be ready to play on Monday in case we need you. And the way that he said it was, he got told he'll be the starter on Friday. My bet is San Francisco told him, get ready. And that was it. But point here is, if it turns out that San Francisco knew on Monday that this was going to be the case and did not tell everybody that this was happening, then they're gonna not look great. Not great in that spot. Here's another thing that just happened. Those of you that have listened to the show for any length of time, you have heard us talk about a listener that goes by the name of Cinderella. Cinderella was a founding member of the Welcome Home podcast. It's a phenomenal South Carolina podcast that I have been invited on every now and then to talk. He also is a contributor for College Baseball CNT here in the area. Talks a lot of Gamecock baseball, football, basketball, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Sin put up a tweet the other day. The tweet from Sin said, former South Carolina wide receiver and current WWE superstar Mitch Belton, a.k.a. Trick Williams, has been pulled from live WWE events this weekend. Looks like we might have our guest picker for College Game Day. Hashtag whoop that trick. Well, that's a post. That's interesting.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Yeah, man.
Trick has since retweeted, quote, posted that tweet with the sideways eyes emoji, like the I see you emojis, like the I'm looking at you emojis. Do we have our guest picker? Remember, guest picker, like usually always somebody connected to the university in question, maybe a celebrity, musician, movie star, former athlete, whatever. And the thought was that it was going to be Dawn Staley, because Dawn Staley's Gamecocks this week did their visit up to the White House, met with President Joe Biden this week. They are, Joe Biden, this week at the game against LSU. They're going to be honored on the field for the Natty.
You're going to get some words for that from your people.
Okay. Liberal Rob strikes again. They're going to be honored, the women's basketball team, on the field during the game on Saturday against LSU. And so the popular thought was that it would be Dawn Staley. But now WWE superstar and former Gamecock wide receiver Trick Willie Style responded to one of our listeners, one of the Armada, Cinderella, with the sideway eye glance emoji when Sin reported. So I asked Sin, I'm like, yo, my guy, did you just break Game Day's guest picker for Saturday? And he said, IDK LMAO, I have a friend who knows WWE people, and he told me Trick was pulled this weekend. And, well, I made a tweet, and here we are, LMAO. So I'll let you know, I reached out to Trick and his PR people, and I would say, I said, hey, look, we are the, and I think I'm pretty comfortable saying this, the number one sports talk radio show for Gamecock Talk in the Southeast, or excuse me, in the upstate of South Carolina. Because you know the other station ain't doing anything at all. And I would say, you know, we had friend of the show, Shane Beamer on. We've had Dawn in the past. Like, it's us, right? So if we can get Trick up in here, if we get an email back from Trick that says, yeah, I'll be on, I'm ready to come on Friday, then I think we'll know the guest picker.
We do spend more time in Columbia than anybody else.
That's true. We keep going over there and coming back with hardware. It's kind of a tradition to the show at this point, all right? So we'll let you know if that happens. And before we go to the break, I'm just going to say this very quickly. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Maybe a little bit I am. Lonzo, when I got a text yesterday as we get set for Friday Night SmackDown coming here to Greenville, South Carolina, Bonsecour Wellness Arena, October 11th of this year. We got a text yesterday saying, hey, would you guys like to have these two wrestlers on as guests in the next couple of weeks? And I said, yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm just going to say, if we get this individual on and he says, hey, I'm willing to come on, Rob Brown, let me talk to you. I would say it's going to be very cool. Yeah. The other one.
She would say, Rob Brown, you need to be on time, which you're not right now.
The other one, if we can get her on, she would indeed say, I'm glad we got on the show. It's my time. Now, I'm not going to tell you who they are. Yeah, dummy. But it's her time. We'll see how that shakes out. Rob Alonso, you, the Rob Brown Show. Chipper Jones has got things to say about the Braves. I'll tell you what they are when we come back on the Fan Upstate. All right, we're going to get to the Chipper Jones thing here in just a minute with a little game we like to call, okay, stop. No, that's not true. We call it hole up. That's right. I forgot. I changed the name of the game. Called a hole up. But before I do, got a text from Chris during the break. UNC Chris said, if you get, Chris figured out who I was talking about there. Obviously thinly veiled, but you know, he figured it out. He said, if you get her, I will be there with roses. My wife granted me one hall pass, so call me Steph Curry because I will be shooting my shot. Chris, let me tell you what. You want to call yourself Steph Curry because you're going to shoot your shot? That's fine. Call me Draymond Green because I will stomp you before you get between me and that conversation.
All right. First of all, you both will be broken into pieces because of her boyfriend.
Willingly so.
You two together.
She's with Giovanni, right? Allegedly, if we're talking about that person.
No, she's not. She's with your boy.
R-Truth?
Dude.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Ludwig. Yeah, that guy. -2% body fat. Get it.
It's funny when you were hinting at somebody, suddenly a video of her and Ludwig just showed up on my feed.
We're influencers, bud. I told you.
I've never seen them together. But she's like driving in the car. They just bought a TV and he's all leaned over with the TV on the back of his head.
Chris said, you're getting married. Let me have this one. I'm a Panthers fan. God, have some sympathy. All right, let's talk Atlanta Braves here for just a minute. The Bravos do get a win last night. 12-0. They shut out the DC Nationals. Renato Lopez forced to leave the game after just one inning with shoulder tightness. His velo on his heater dropped from where it hovered around 96, 97 down to the upper 80s, low 90s before he got yanked from that game. The Braves' bats got hot, though. A bunch of hits and four dingers in that contest. Well, before that happened, and maybe this was the inspiration, IDK, but before that happened, Chipper Jones was online and had some comments about the Braves. We're going to play a little game we call Hold Up. Game's very simple. It's an excuse for me to play longer form. Okay? I'm going to play some audio from Chipper. We're going to stop it at various times by going Hold Up and responding to whatever Chipper had to say. Chipper had this to say about the Atlanta Braves. The Braves team that he was working for as like consultant slash assistant coach and then stopped doing that. Chipper gave us some insight as to why. Hold up. everything Chipper's saying right now, yes, infuriating. Infuriating because Atlanta, and it worked for him last year, and this is the problem, is that sometimes you do something that is unorthodox and it works, but the reality is the reason that thing's unorthodox is because it works far fewer times than it doesn't, right? Building a team that is built off of the long ball works very rarely. It worked for the Braves last year. I would argue it didn't work for the Braves last year because it got them into the playoffs as the NL East divisional champs. But then what happened in the playoffs for the second year in a row as a team that was built on chicks digging the long ball? I actually think Chip says that here in just a minute. A team built on chicks digging the long ball gets into the playoffs. The long ball ain't there, and they don't know how to play small ball. So they get run by the Phillies twice. Chipper is spot on right here. If you can't play small ball, if you can't bunt a guy from second to third, first to second, if you can't hit a laser at the shortstop on the ground so that the man on third can score, if you are effectively sending guys up there in multiple spots just to swing for the fences, it's not only very frustrating, but it is a spectacular way to lose more than you win. Hold up. Right. This is what I have been screaming, shouting, hollering from the rooftops all season long. You built a team predicated on hitting the long ball. And when the long ball ain't happening, at some point, you've got to be able to change it up. And Atlanta can't right now. Atlanta cannot figure out how to change it up at this point. And if they can't figure out how to change it up, what do you expect is going to happen, right? This is like a team in the NFL or in college football that goes and gets a great quarterback and builds itself on its ability to throw the ball, to win that thing around the field. But if that quarterback's not clicking, if that quarterback's not hitting, at some point you got to be able to go, okay, we're going to downshift. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball until we get into that rhythm and that timing and the routine. It's the same thing. It's just baseball. And Chipper's exactly right. This team is predicated on, built around, dudes going yad, and if dudes can't go yad and they can't hit the long ball, they're going to stink.
Hold up. I didn't want people to think that I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
You can keep going.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Hold. I mean, come on, dude. A flip-flop thrown by you probably could destroy that TV. I mean, an ex-baseball player? Don't throw stuff, dude. And stop going, before it's just like, he's going to expire before we play the last part of the clip.
Expire.
You're going to play the last part, and you're going to say, hold up, he died.
Expire.
Hold up, he died.
Incredible. All right, last 3 seconds. Yeah, me too, Chip. Me too. And I do want to point out.
Did he just take a hit of something right
now? No,
he's are you sure?
Yeah, Chip's advanced in age now.
Like, he's still younger than me, probably.
He's 52.
Told you.
Yeah. I mean, not by much, but he is. I think he's spot on. And I will even tell you, I'll go one step further. I haven't watched nearly as much Braves in the second half as I did the first half. Okay? I just haven't.
Front runners.
Again, it's not even that.
Where you care so much.
I do.
That it hurts you so deeply that you cannot support your team.
Maybe don't try to elbow drop me. Let me explain why. Because I got a good reason. It's not because they're not the front runner. I'm a Saints fan, for God's sake. 99% of the seasons I've watched every game, we have sucked. I will watch a team when the team's not good, but they're going about it the right way.
I prefer Scorpion Death Drop, by the way.
Whatever you want. Whatever verbal wrestling move you want to go with. The point for me here in this spot is thus. I can't get down with watching a squad that just does the same thing over and over and over and over and nothing changes. And I'm at the spot now where I realize that's what the Braves are. I can't tell you how many one-run games I watched where Atlanta gets late into the game and they're in a small ball contest, and what do? They send up Arcia, and he's swinging to try to hit a ball to the moon. And they send up Big Bear, and he tries to hit a ball to Saturn. And they send up Olsen, both of those cats, with 155 strikeouts this year. And these guys come up there in situations where if you just hit a ground ball up the gap, just gapper, you're scoring a run, and we're talking about a game that is at least tied up. Maybe you're winning. But no, we go up there and we try to go yard. And when that doesn't change, and it's just that all the time, and there's no difference here. We got a texter a minute ago, and I'm gonna play into this. He said, agree with Shipper, but when Strider, Acuna, Albies, and Austin Riley currently out, Murphy missed half the year, it's not a normal year, not even close. I agree with that. But see, here's my problem. That doesn't mean that Marcell Ozuna can only try to hit home runs, that Matt Olson can only try to hit home runs, that Arcia can only try to hit home runs. That doesn't mean that Darnell can only try to hit home runs, that Sean Murphy can only try to hit home runs. Can't happen, right? If anything, it should be the opposite. When you got this many guys out, when you got this much power out of your lineup, in that spot, you should not be doing nothing but swinging for the fences. Quite the opposite. In that spot, you should try to be winning with baseball. Just play baseball. And I'm with Chipper. As somebody who, for the first 3 months of the season, I was watching 85% of Braves games. As Alonzo, I used to celebrate because Tuesday, the Braves are playing a day game at 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm going home to watch. I'm working from home with the TV on because I'm watching the Bravos. And now I'm like, whatever. I'm missing the end of the season the last end of the season, which is going to be a playoff race for Atlanta with the Mets for that final wildcard spot. I'm missing it because I'll be down at the wedding and then doing a tour de force around Florida as a mini honeymoon. And I don't feel sad about it. I want to feel sad about it. I want to feel like I'm genuinely missing something. I'm going to be sad when I'm missing other things that are happening at the wedding. I mean, I'll be more excited about my wedding and my tour de force of Florida with the fiancé. It's going to be, at that point, it'll be the wife. It'll be great. But there's other things I'm missing in the world of sports I'm going to be sad about. I'm not sad about missing Braves ball. It is what it is. That's why I'm frustrated. That's why Chipper's frustrated, and Chipper's right to be frustrated. You should be frustrated because I talk too long and prevent you from hearing Lonzo's Sports Flash.
In case you missed it, the Atlanta Braves beat the Nationals 12-0 yesterday, recording 15 hits and 4 home runs in the process. With the win, Atlanta is tied with the Mets for the final wild card spot. Some of you will actually be watching that. Apparently not Rob. The Carolina Panthers will be without Pro Bowl defensive lineman Derek Brown for the rest of the season. Brown was injured during the Panthers' 47-10 loss to the Saints last Sunday, though neither he nor the team could specify when the injury happened. Last year, Brown played 89% of the team snaps and was responsible for over 12% of the total tackles in 2023. Tune in Saturday at 12:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Stetson Hatters. It's Furman versus Stetson right here on your home for Paladins football. Also, tune in this Friday at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels head to Greer to take on the Yellow Jackets right here on your home for Furman and Burns football, the Fan Upstate.